being able to exist in the same space. Mm. That's the hard part.
Is that how you were thinking about the sequencing?
Yes, that's how I've been thinking about it. I'm thinking about like how everyone gets their time. But everyone, and nobody is overpowering or nobody's hidden. And if we want to exist in the planet like that, we have to like be able to exist on the stage first.
Right? It's really beautiful.
I think you're brilliant.
And I suppose it's like, I mean, like, I'm getting married in September, and like, there's parts about getting married that I'm unhappy about, and there's parts that my fiance is unhappy about, but it's not an individual happiness that matters at that point, it's a collective happiness.
Exactly.
Together, are we happy? Right? So if you talk about us as individuals, they are like, oh, I don't like that idea, I don't like that idea. But that doesn't matter now because we're a collective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the collective happiness that now.
Has anybody ever built a community altar before?
No.
Do we want to know what a community altar is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so a community altar is basically a magical way to bring us all together. So all of us are so different, right? And we all come from so many places. So creating a community altar is a way to honor ourselves, each other, the elements, all of our ancestors and our guides and our loved ones. So if you would like, feel free to add anything to the community altar or light a candle or light some incense. You can add anything you have on you, even a blade of grass you find on the floor, a pen, anything that you have on you that you would like to keep during our time together.
Papa bolts here. No more tourism? That means less bodies spending money cashing in their well-earned vacay time. Why can't my people have a damn vacay time in their own damn land, damn tired bodies? Not that they own the land, because you can't own land. Well, you can if you think of land as something stagnant and still, with no feeling or intent, much like the way men used to think of women. Funny that. Remember? When men used to see women as pretty objects, like a flower, or a petal, or a bud. Imagine that. Well, picture this. Dominico. The body of love that is whole.